case where this ger now is yashening from his father, and he has a brother with him. Here we're makel to say that he can make a deal that the brother will take all the avodah zarah and the yayin nesach, and the ger will only take the money and the peiros. Avo nishtatfu also. Let's say they became a shutif though. Let's say the two brothers became a shutif. Then takarit sasa. So you see clearly that regular bastam shutfim, and then they want to make a chaluka. Let's say a Jew and a guy has shutfas together, and now they want to divide up. So the Jew is now allowed to tell the guy, you take all the avodah zarahs and I'll take the money. Since then the Jew is nicha v'kiyumai, he wants the avodah zarah to be around. That's the chumim mid rabbanan. That any time you want the avodah zarah, it's considered like it's yours, and it's also to have a no from it. Now, hoder yasv, again they sat down. Hoder again, yasv, they sat down, v'kumi bogu, they asked this question. Ger toshev. A ger toshev is a real guy, we'll soon see what he is, but he was makav upon himself at least, he was makabal either not to worship avodah zarah, or else he was makabal sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. But a ger toshev for sure eats nevelus. That's a ger toshev. He's still a goy, but he's makabal upon himself something. He didn't become a Jew. He doesn't have real gerus. He didn't make a mila and a tefillah. But just he accepted not to worship avodah zarah. The question is, such a goy, ger toshev, mal sheyavatel avodas kechavim, can he be mevatel, destroy another avodah zarah? Another guy has an avodah zarah. Can this ger toshev now go and be mevatel? Can he break it? And will he take off the isuri hanor of the avodah zarah? Maybe the svar is the polach mevatel. A guy that worships avodah zarah, if he goes and breaks it, that's called a bitl. He has the power to be mevatel, to take away the isuri hanor. But maybe the loy polach loy mevatel. But maybe a ger toshev, this guy, he accepted upon himself not to worship avodah zarah anymore. So he doesn't worship avodah zarah anymore. Maybe such a guy has no power to be mevatel in avodah zarah, even though it belongs to another guy that worships the avodah zarah. But you're not a person that worship. You have no right, koyach, to be mevatel, to take off the yisur hano on the avodah zarah. Or duma, maybe no. Called kol debar minei mevatel. Since this ger toshev is still called a guy, he's still a min of a guy, he's not a Jew yet, he doesn't have gerus yet, he's still a guy, so maybe he could be mevatlit. True, a Jew cannot be mevatlit by the Zohar we had before. But maybe a guy, he's still a guy, even though he doesn't worship, maybe he could be mevatlit. That's the shayla. Could a ger toshev be mevatl and avoid the Zohar? Omalu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman answered back, Omalu Rav Nachman, Mistarva, the svar is like this, yes. That the polach mevatel, a guy that worships avodah zarah, if he go now and breaks one, that's called a bittel. The issur goes off. But the loy polach, if a guy like a ger toshev that does not worship the avodah zarah anymore, loy mevatel, he has no power, no koyach to be mevatel the avodah zarah. He can't be mevatlet. What he does means nothing. Maybe I have a question to you. Is this true? It says halacha Yisrael shemotz avodah chovim bashuk. If a Jew finds an idol in avodah zarah in the street, so what should he do with it? So actually, bolu yodai, before the Jew picks it up, before the Jew makes it into a Jewish avodah zarah, it's still a goyish avodah zarah. Oy mel yevikichovim mevatlo. He has the right to be smart to tell a guy in the street, go and be mevatlo this avodah zarah, and then the Jew will pick it up and take it. Then it'll be mutabano, a guy could be mevatlo the avodah zarah. Then the Jew can come and take it. But once the Jew picked up this avodah zarah first, it becomes an avodah zarah shel Yisrael. Now the locker is he has no right to tell a guy to go and be mevatel the avodah zarah, because since the Jew picked it up, it becomes like a Jewish avodah zarah. And that's the locker we had before, that once a Jew owns an avodah zarah, the pasuk says he has to bury it, he has to hide it, v'som baseser, he has to destroy it. And it's also banol yerlam. There's no way to make it mutabano. So that's the yetzah. That before it comes into your hand, then we tell a guy to be mevatlet. Now, mivnei shomer, because the loch is all like this. Mivnei shomer was said over that oivid keichovim mevatel avodah keichovim sheloi v'shel chaveroi, that a guy has the right to be mevatel not only his own avodah zarah, but even the avodah zarah of his friend. Bein oivdeho, whether he worships avodah zarah, Obein Shein Ovdel, even if he doesn't worship the Avodah Zarah, still he has the right to be Mevatlet. So it says a strong lashon here, the Havamina is, even though this guy does not worship any Avodah Zarah, still he has the right to be Mevatl and Avodah Zarah. So here we see clearly that even though a Ger Tzeisha that does not worship Avodah Zarah, he does have the power to be Mevatlet. The Mor says, Ma Yovdeho, Umay Shein Ovdeho. What does this Brisa mean to say whether the guy worships the Avodah Zarah or whether he does not worship the Avodah Zarah? Still he could be Mevatlet. What's the case? Elaine, if you want to tell me, that both cases, they worship Avodah Zarah. If so, Haynu Shaloi v'shel Chaveroi. You just want to tell me means one is his and one is his friend. That's the Reisha. The Reisha said already that a guy could be Mevatl, not only his own, but even his friend. So what does the Brisa continue on and say, Bein Oivdo, Bein Loyovdo, whether he worships or not? It must mean something else. El Olav, doesn't the Brisa mean to say, Oivdo means Oivikichovim, means a guy that worships Avodah Zarah. A guy that worships an Avodah Zarah, he could be Mevatl, either his own or either his friend. He has the right to be Mevatl, the Avodah Zarah. If so, what does the Brisa mean, Umay Sheinu Oivdo? What does it mean to say a guy that does not worship Avodah Zarah? The word means Ger Tzeishev. Even a Ger Tzeishev, even a guy that was mekabel upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, since he's still a guy, he didn't become a Ger yet, it's mutter to be Mevatel. See, it's not like what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said before, it's Mestavro, that only somebody that worships. But the Loi Polach, Loi Mevatel, here it's Mashma, even though the Loi Polach, still it's Mevatel. Shmamin, a Ger Tzeishev, not me Mevatel. Gemara says, Lord, that's not the Pshan, this Brisa over here. L'yoy l'memlech, really, I'll tell you, Idi avikichovim, both are talking about that this guy really worships Avodah Zarah. Only a guy that worships Avodah Zarah, he could be Mevatlet. But if he does not worship it, he cannot be Mevatlet.
All right, then, over.
So the karma, that's what you tell me. If so, hainu shaloi, what do you mean to say whether you're worshipping it or whether you're not worshipping me? Chur means it's your friends that you're not worshipping. Of course, it's your friend. Chur, that's the Reisha. So what is the safest saying more than the Reisha? It said already once that a guy could be Mevatel his own and his friend. So what do you mean to say whether he worships it or whether he himself does not worship it? That means it's his friend. Someone says, no, it's like this. Reisha means like this. Vizeh vizeh lepor, vizeh vizeh lemakulis. The Reisha is true. It says that one guy could be Mevatel, his friend's Avodah Zarah, but maybe only when you and your friend both worship the same Avodah Zarah. Like you worship poor, and your friend worship poor. So now if you go and be Mevatel, your friend's poor, that's a real good bittul. Because you're a person that you really, all the time, you worship this Baal poor. So how come now you're coming to break it down? It must mean you really want to destroy it. So that's one chiddush. That you could be Mevatel your friends Avodah Zarah guy if you worship the same type as he does. You're both worshiping the same type of an Avodah Zarah. But say, you know what, the Chiddush is like this. Zelapor v'zelamakulis, a bigger Chiddush. You want to be Mevatel your friends Avodah Zarah of Baal Por, and you don't even worship that type. You're not a Bar Hochi. To you, Baal Por is not even an Avodah Zarah. You worship Makubius. You worship a different Avodah Zarah. That's the Chiddush. Still, you could be Mevatelist. Why? Because I call upon him, you're a person that worships a Avodah Zarah. Even though you worship a different type of an Avodah Zarah, but you know what Avodah Zarah means. And when you go to the Mevatlet, that's called the Bittul. Ma'ashen came to Ger Toshib. That was Makabal upon himself. Not to worship at all. He doesn't worship any Avodah Zarah. He's not in the Pasha of Polach of worshipping. His Bittul means nothing. It doesn't mean anything when he's Mevatlet. He's not a worshipper. He can't be Mevatlet, the Avodah Zarah. The bitloni means if you worship him and now you mevatel him, that's called you destroying him. But if you don't worship him, you have nothing to say here. You're not an owner on him, like you have nothing to do with him. So therefore, that bitl is not called a bitl. So Kug Rav Nachman said was good that a ger toshev has no right to be mevato and avodah zarah. Meisa have a question like this. It says a zeyo ger toshev. What's considered a ger toshev? Who is this new person, a ger toshev? The special law of a ger toshev, all the Torah says about a ger toshev is that there's a mitzvah l'achyosei. If a ger toshev is like dying in the street, there's a mitzvah to save him. On a regular guy, if there's no shayla of darkei sholem, there's no mitzvah to save him. Adar Rabbah, let him die. Mikra adin, if a guy is dying on the street, you're supposed to let him die. Mishum darkei sholem could be a smuta today. Otherwise, they'll come and kill us, they'll be angry, they'll be eva, could be a smuta.
But without any evil, without any anger, Mikra din, if a guy is dying, let him die. The only guy you have a mitzvah to save him is a ger teshuv. But that's the only difference about him. A ger teshuv is a mitzvah lach yosei. If he's dying, you're supposed to save him. Now, who is this ger teshuv? So it's a machlokes. One man the Yomah says, kol shekibul olav ifnei gimel a goy. There was a makabel upon himself in front of three Jews, chaverim, shloi lav ravaros kechavim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's enough. That's all he did. He wasn't even makabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. He'll still steal and rob and have znus. For he's makabel upon himself in front of three good Jews that he's not going to worship avodah zarah anymore. Now he has a shame, a ger teshuv, that if he's dying, there's a mitzvah to save him, a mitzvah lachiris, give him stokka. There's a mitzvah to help him out. The shaila of stokka goes into this also now. First one says lachiyosei. Yeah. That's from Meir Shita. The chachamim maimrim kol shekibul olav sheva mitzvahs. Shekibul aleim b'nei noach. No, it's not enough just to accept upon yourself not to worship avodah zarah. You're not a ger teshuv yet. There's still no mitzvah to save him. Only if he also accepted upon himself all sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, he's not going to steal, he's not going to have znus, he must gobble all the mitzvahs of b'nei noach. Then he has a loch of a ger teshuv that was supposed to save him. Acherim or oimrim, others said no, even stronger. Eilu loybo lechlau ger teshuv. Even though he accepted the sheva mitzvahs, that's not called the ger teshuv. That's called the regular guy. There's no mitzvah lachiyosei on him yet. Ela rather, a zeyo ger teshuv, what's considered a ger teshuv? So we have a mitzvah lachiyosei, ze ger oichon nevelis. That's a goy. Now the only thing he does wrong is that he still eats nevelis. But shekibul olav lakayim kol mitzvahs amos v'tera. He accepted upon himself to makayim all the mitzvahs. Chutz mi'asur nevelis. Because that the Torah says. The Torah says to a ger teshuv, you're allowed to give him nevelah. A nevelah, a dead animal that dies, it's also for Jew to eat it. So Pasuk says, give it to a ger teshuv. So a ger teshuv has to be somebody that doesn't care about nevelas. So this man the Yom holds, he's such a guy that was makabel upon himself to listen to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Just he didn't become a Jew yet, he doesn't have milah and tefillah. He's not a Jew yet, he's still a guy. But since he accepted upon himself to listen to all the mitzvahs, now he has luck of a ger teshuv. The only thing he doesn't do is only eat nevelas. That's called a ger teshuv. Of course, the kashya is about Shabbos. How could he watch Shabbos? Of course, inshallah, a guy is not allowed to watch Shabbos. The machlekes of the Yavas have a din b'nei noach and hada. Some say, Moshe, some say, b'nei noach, they say, the din is the night goes after the day. It's only by the baket, by the goyim, the night goes after the day. By a Jew, the night goes after the next day. But by a goy, the night time is still called that day. So Avram did melachas mitzvah Shabbos. So Monashach, if he had a din of a goy, he's doing melach on Shabbos. For him, Shabbos first then Sunday morning. If he has luck like a Jew, it wasn't Mechal Shabbos. So I'm not sure. Hakopar Megat Peshavi is somebody who has Mechal upon himself to listen to all the mitzvahs. Just eat nevelas. Now, such a ger teshuv locher is miyachadim etzla yain. Your Jew is allowed to leave his wine by this ger teshuv. We're not afraid he'll be menaseichit because he doesn't have tithe anymore, and he's not going to let another guy come and touch it. So therefore, miyachadim is allowed to leave your wine by him. V'yei maftidin etzla yain. But if you can't mistam make a pikodin by him. What's the difference? Why should miyachadim etzla yain mean Yisrael? You're allowed to leave wine by him in his store because you want to go away for a while, for an hour, for go a mile down the road. My shame came of what's called my regular guy. You can't do this. The kivon the leipolach. This guy, this ger teshuv, since he doesn't worship avodah zarah, loy noga. He himself has no type to touch the wine to make a giant nest of lemon asich. Ulamaga gechavim. The yos I another guy may touch it. The veisoy loy chashinan. This owner, this guy, has no hanah from it. He won't let somebody else touch it. Let's be afraid, though. Maybe this guy will drink the wine, exchange it for another wine for his own stam yenim. That's also. But this man mu'ud like lemechish. If you're only leaving it there for a few hours, we're not afraid for this alone. The guy will exchange it. But to make it pikadon means you're leaving him by a few days. Then we're afraid mishum echlufei. And now I'll leave your barrel of wine by a guy, even by a ger teshuv, for a few days, because we're afraid by the time you come back, he already used that wine, and he exchanged it for another wine, and his wine is still yai nesach. He's still a guy. So the wine of a ger teshuv, at least is also b'shtiyah. But no, maybe it'll be mutter. But b'shtiyah, at least it's also stam yenim. Yeah.
Even though most people there are Jews, still you can't leave your wine there for a few days. But you just want to miyachet, leave it there for a short time, it's mutar. Even the city where most people are going there. Why? Because like we said, as far as this Gertosh, he himself doesn't worship, he won't let another guy touch it, he has no hano. And for lechlufa, he should exchange it, it's a short time, without a friend, he'll exchange it for such a short time. But shmanu kiyenoi, this Gertosh's oil is like wine. So for the Gemara, shmanu kiyenoi, so can you say like that? Why? Shemen niko heve yayin esach, there's no issa about buying wine, oil off a guy. Elements like this, yeyenoi kishamnoi, his own wine is like his oil. Rashi says, mutabano. Just mean say it's mutabano. That his wine is also mutabano. Yeah. Let's see what this means. Well, so again, yeyenoi sadeich shemen mikuheve yeyenesach yeh, ela yeyenoi kishamnoi. That his yain is like his shem. Let's see what this means. Rashi says here, means to say is before they met, when they still had an Isser on Shemin, right. So the Shemin, when they went on out, his yain is like Shemin, meaning when they had first Gezerah, that the Shemin of a guy is also Osa. For his only Yosef Bishti and not Pano. So it means to say clearly, his yain is Mutabano. The wine that you buy, you offer Ger Toshev. Since we know for sure he did not worship it, he did not make yain Esach, it's like, it's better than regular Stam Yainim, but I call upon a Bishti, it's Osa. It's also to drink, it's only Mutabano. On the shark called up every other halacha, harelik ha'bechavim. This ger has luck like a guy. Now, Hashem ben Omer, yeino yainesek. No, his wine of a ger tosh was also mamish yainesek, even also bano. For yamrila mutabishtiya, some suggest the opposite, even mutabishtiya. That mamish is even mutabishtiya, the wine of a ger tosh. But katani miyas, the shark called the varov, harelik ha'bechavim. For everything else, it's like a guy. So lamai hilko, so what do you mean to say it's like a guy for everything halacha? Lav doesn't the price mean to say the mavatl of Gavikachovim. That it means to say he's like a guy that it could even be mavatl the avoid Zorah. That's what it means to say. So we see again clearly, not like Rav Nachman, that even though this ger is not worshipping avoid Zorah, still he's like a guy that it could be mavatl the avoid Zorah. From where it says, Rav Nachman, my Yitzchak loy, litem reshus lavatl reshus, ad lochav erevim. That an erev, he has looked like a guy that you have to buy off his reshus, he's not like a Jew. Ukritanya, Yisrael if you have a Jew. Mumor. He does have Averis. But still, Mishama Shabbat HaBashuk, he's not Mechal Shabbat HaHesia. In the street, he won't be a Mechal Shabbat. Mevah, he has looked like a Jew still. And Mevat Vashuk, if on Shabbat, he forgot to make an error before Shabbat, he could just be Mevatol, take away his Vashuk, like make a Hefka. And therefore, the Jews inside, they can still carry. Shein Mishama Shabbat HaBashuk, let's say the Jew is a Mechal Shabbat HaHesia. Even in the middle of the street, he'll be Mechal Shabbat, even if he will be him. Hey, Mevat Vashuk. Then he does not have a look like a Jew. He can't stand being mevatli as reshus. Why? Because the Shomer will tell like this. Yisrael, a regular Jew, nice in reshus, he gives somebody else his reshus for Shabbos, or else even on Shabbos, a mevatli reshus. If he's the only one who forgot to make an Erev Chaseris here, he has the right to be mevatli as reshus, as if he doesn't own it anymore. Only the other Jews own it, and they made an Erev Chaseris, they can carry there. But if you have a Jew living in the courtyard, Asha Yitzko, the only answer is you have to rent his reshus from, that's the locha. If two Jews live with another guy in the same courtyard, in the same house, you want to make an Erev Chaseris, you have to buy, rent off the guy, his reshus in the thing.
Okay. Those by a guy, it's not enough to issue mevatel's reshus, but by a guy you have to rent off. Now it says, Locha Ketzad, how is learned by a Jew? The Ketzad, Oy Maloy, if a Jew would say, Rashi says, Yisroel, Hanoisin reshus, if a Jew wants to give away his reshus, let's say there are three Jews living there together, and one forgot to make Erev Chaseris, Simonly has a right to say this one Jew to the other two Jews, Rishus si knu lechor, my Rishus should be owned by you. Or else Rishus si my Rishus mevatelos lechor. My Rishus should be mevutel means like I'm giving it over to you. That's the Chiddush, that Kana, that these other Jews are carrying his Rishus. The Rashi says, Hamaito be mira biyama, with these words alone, without any money. We ain't sorok litzka, should not have to be zaycha. My Shankin, by a goy cannot just give away his Rishus. A guy has to be mezatri, has to have chiris. By a guy, you have to pay him money, and then he has to, like, rent it, or you have to buy it off him. So that's the chiddush here, that the ger toshev has luck like a guy, negated to erevim. But it could be negated to ilchus bitla, but avoid the zor, that's what I've not said before, and that's the maskano, that a ger toshev has no right to be mevatel, another avoid the zor. Ger toshev doesn't see himself as not worship, he cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, the last few lines, the Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last line. That's Gemara there. Rabbi Yehuda. Samach Hei. Yeah, the last few lines, the Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last line. That's Gemara there. Rabbi Yehuda. We have Yehuda Shod. Samach Hei. Here, the last few lines, the Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last line. That's Gemara there. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shod Alei Kurbano